This episode is brought to you by Let's Get Checked, the leading provider of at-home health tests. Are you looking to improve your hormone levels? I know I am. With Let's Get Checked, you can do a simple at-home health test that will give you a complete picture of your hormone health in just 5 days. Did you know that hormone imbalance symptoms can range from feeling tired all the time to insomnia, breast tenderness, and changes in blood pressure? Female hormone function is important for a number of different functions. Polycystic ovary syndrome, ovarian failure, early menopause, menopause, thyroid issues, ovulation function. Some of the main symptoms of thyroid imbalance include weight gain, fatigue, or feeling tired all the time, mood changes, skin rashes, headaches. I know this probably applies to most of our audience demographics. So how does the process work? Your test is delivered straight to your door. You just have to self-collect your blood sample from the tip of your finger, mail the sample back to their accredited laboratories in the prepaid label, and receive support and guidance from the Let's Get Checked medical team, who are available 24/7 to offer you personalized advice you need to know for your hormone health. LGC also offers men's health tests and overall wellness tests. This week, Let's Get Checked wants to invite you to join their community with 30% off with the discount code 2moms30 when you visit letsgetchecked.com. It's good to know. This Two Moms and a Mic episode is also sponsored by Usual Wines. Usual Wines is a practical and healthier concept for the modern wine drinker. Each individual bottle is 6.3 ounces, a heavy pour, or about a glass and a half of your favorite wine. No more pouring wine down the drain when you don't finish the bottle, because the single serve format and bottle design, Usual Wines are always fresh. No more flat bubbly or stale rosé. Usual Wines are made from world-class AVA's American viticultural areas in California, such as Napa Valley and Sonoma. They are made with minimal intervention, zero sugar, and zero additives. They are all low carb and actually have 0 grams of sugar. Did you know that in the U.S. there are over 60 additives allowed by law to be used in winemaking? Usual doesn't use any chemical or sugar additives to enhance the flavors or stability of their wine. They are truly a clean wine brand. And best of all, their flavors are not compromised. Usual Wines has an amazing red blend, a rosé, and a sparkling white wine. They also have a limited production of Brut Rosé just for summer. I just received my first shipment of Usual Wines. I chose the mixed pack so that I could try all of them. I could not believe how fast my shipment arrived just 2 days after my online order. I was so pleasantly surprised by the exceptional taste of these wines. I have to admit, I predicted that the taste would be a bit compromised with the zero sugar and zero additives, but I was so wrong. The red blend was the perfect balance of fruit, age, and oak. The rosé was a delicious, crisp flavor with hints of strawberry, rose petal, and rhubarb. Who would not want to enjoy a delicious glass of wine knowing it is much a healthier option for you? Go check out their website at www.usualwines.com and use our special promo code 2moms in all caps for $8 off your first order and try your first glass on us.
Welcome to the Two Moms and a Mic podcast.
Now available on YouTube.
We are Briggs and Dodson,
two seasoned moms with a collective of 8 kids and an abundance of chaos.
We bust ass, fail often, and love fiercely.
We're queens with broken crowns.
Our intention is to create a community for moms and parents surviving the modern suburban world of raising teenagers.
We also intend to drink.
Join us for our raw episodes as we navigate stages of midlife while parenting multiple children and thriving with teenagers.
Actually, they're trying to kill us.
Raise your glasses and tune in. Cheers.
Morning, Briggs.
Morning, Dodson.
Your hair looks amazing. Oh. Makes me want to lick mine down a little bit. Or not.
I actually got a blowout.
Because, I can tell.
Yeah, you know, yesterday is weird because it poured rain yesterday. So right after my blowout, I went out in the rain.
Yeah.
And then the humidity here is like a complete nightmare.
It still looks really good though.
So, and I slept on it.
See?
So
you've got powers.
It's really just the dry shampoo this morning. So it helped.
It's modest of you. It's just the dry shampoo.
Well, it is. Well, no, I got a blowout. It's not like I styled it myself.
Hey, who's doing them? Did you go to the dry bar?
No.
Oh.
I don't like
the dry bar anymore.
Oh, well, anyway, okay.
I don't know what's open and what's not.
Mario is where I go for everything. Oh,
right, that's your place. They can blow dry again?
They can blow dry again. Oh. Yes.
Fingers crossed we stay in whatever phase we're in. Because now I'm hearing that other people are like regressing into undesirable phases where you have to like go underground for blow dry and stuff.
Oh, you know what? I did.
May that not happen.
I think I mentioned in the last one that when I went to Texas with my kids that I did get my hair colored and cut. And it was like $300 or something crazy.
Yeah.
And I walked out of there with a sopping wet head. I walked out like a drowned rat because they couldn't blow dry.
Did they go backward or are they still good?
No.
In their phases?
No. They went backward. They're bad right now. Texas?
Okay.
I know. So I'm just glad I'm home from Texas.
Because I'm feeling very symptomatic with my mental state.
Right.
Yeah.
Same. But before we move on, let's...
I'm all like out of sorts. Get rid of the evil spirits. Right. What are we even toasting to?
Tap.
Illinois bean and face.
Four.
Four.
We're getting blow dries, people.
Hey, priorities. That's amazing. Is it too strong?
Well, hello and good morning. I'm going to add a little agua to mine.
Am I going to choke all over
you
this?
You might. Okay. I can really shoot whiskey.
Don't make me laugh when I'm doing that. It's not going to be our thing where the WTF is me spitting it on you and our fancy new microphone.
Oh, no. If we actually had like a live WTF, that would be amazing.
That would be good. We would have to bring children.
Like,
I was going to give you a different WTF because I have so many. But now that we're talking about shaming, I'll give you this other one instead.
Oh, good.
So I was taking a shower the other day and one of them walks. Okay. Turning off the shower water just means that I'm not in water anymore. It does not mean I'm ready to mother you, right? The second the water goes off, they just come in. Like I'm clothed and ready.
Don't you have a lock on your door?
No.
Time to get one installed, Brian.
Time to get 12 of them. So I'm
pull
naked
one of those little
and
hooks,
drying
like,
off.
Yeah.
I know. And the daughter that came in is like, oh, God, gross. I'm like... Well, you're the dumbass that walked in here while I'm showering. Don't shame me.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's gross? That you were naked in the shower?
Yeah.
What are you supposed to...
Well, I was out of it, but I was standing there naked. That's what people do when they're showering.
What
ew,
did she
Mom,
expect
gross.
When she came in?
Like,
that you were
going to
be fully clothed?
I guess. Oh. The water went off. Mommy's dressed, ready.
But what a lovely reaction.
Yeah.
I bet that
gross.
Made you feel great.
You know what? Well, then MK the other day, now she's... She said, wait, is it low key or high key that's the compliment? Does Olivia say that?
No.
Low key? No?
Mm-mm.
Oh, all day long. Wait, how did they do it? Low key, you're really cool. Whatever. Low key or high key?
Never heard this before.
Low key, like you're doing a really good job with your workouts and everything. I'm like, oh, thanks. And she goes, bet if you added like an extra workout of just solid ab work every day, you could, you know, get rid of the part of your stomach that you don't like. Well, I
actually
bet I could.
True. Actually, not true. Workouts don't take away extra skin.
I
thank
bet.
You, though, MK.
But thank you.
Thank you.
Or you could just post a picture of yourself with your tiger skin to this website that celebrates, like, mom's shitty bodies.
Yeah. No,
or,
I'm good.
Or you could just stop talking to me.
Yeah.
Just stop talking to me.
Like, thank you for giving birth to me and sacrificing your
that's a reminder
of your body.
That you have me. Well, I'm like, I haven't forgotten.
You're like, you're right here. I haven't forgotten
all
you.
Day long.
All day long.
So
in
I get
my
a
face.
Fucked up stomach
yeah.
And you in my face.
Yep. Right there.
Great.
Yep. Judging the shit out of me 24/7.
Well, that's why I bought the alkaline water because the other day I bought a water that wasn't the right water. And she's like, low key, that's like the most acidic water you could drink. I'm like, oh. I'm
low
so
low key, so like you just did something wrong?
No, I don't know how the low key and high key works. I just
I
hear it all day long.
I cannot keep up with that stuff.
Maybe
that
high
stuff
key
drives
is
me nuts.
The ultimate compliment. Like, Briggs, high key, your hair looks so good. Or would it be low key?
But if
I
you
don't
said
know.
That to me, I would say, what? And shut up. Just speak to me like a normal human. God.
Low key, damn. If you worked out more.
Oh my God. Nope. No patience. I have zero.
So I haven't
these
talked
days.
To you because everything is insane and nobody ever leaves me alone. But so update me on everything.
I know
catch
this is
up,
the first
WTF.
Time I've seen you in a while.
I know. It's lame. If we didn't have this.
Well, and I think I tried to text you when I got home from our trip last week.
Yeah.
And you were like, wait, just don't even tell me about it.
Well, because why would I sit there and bother when it's more fun here with bourbon?
Right. I know.
But I do want to hear about it. Your pictures were beautiful.
Yes.
New Hampshire.
Yeah. Who goes to New Hampshire these
days? Now you're like an East Coast girl?
Well, apparently so.
Is it a closed state?
It is. So we went to New Hampshire last week, not for vacation, but actually, you know, people in my close circle of family and friends know that I have a son that goes to school out in New Hampshire. And so this was our first opportunity to go out there and visit him because he was on a school break. So that's why we were in New Hampshire. We weren't like, oh, let's head out to New Hampshire this week.
Let's go to Delaware.
Yeah.
But it looked really nice.
It was interesting. So I have never been to New Hampshire before. So it was crazy. Like,
is it just like the countryside of New York State, except it's boring?
It's really not boring. I mean, you really have to like nature to be in New Hampshire. It's a beautiful state.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Good. Cheers to that.
Yeah. Like when you go into the towns, though, I mean, it is like hillbilly country.
But East Coast hillbilly.
I don't know what East Coast hillbilly is,
but I don't either. That's what I was asking.
Hillbilly
you.
To me is hillbilly.
I'm asking
hillbilly.
You for a friend.
Yeah, like, well.
Is there a difference?
You're asking for a Baskin. I don't know. It was hillbilly, just what you picture. There's like pickup trucks in everybody's lawns and whatever.
That's not my idea of the New Hampshire countryside small town. I'm going to pretend you didn't say that.
Okay.
So go ahead.
So we went to New Hampshire, and because of all of the COVID travel regulations right now, we were trying to stay at an Airbnb, or I didn't really want to stay at a hotel right now, but you know, we were going out there to visit my son, so we had to figure something out, right?
Yeah.
So I found this awesome Airbnb. It was right on the water, lots of kayaks and water sports to do, and it was an awesome house.
Mm, good find.
Yeah, it was like good enough for our family of six, four bedrooms.
Did you have it all to yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Okay.
We did. So I booked this like a week in advance because it was kind of like a last minute sort of trip. And day before we fly out to New Hampshire, the Airbnb guy calls me and he's like, oh, yeah, I'm really sorry to tell you this, but I just realized that you're coming in from Illinois. And we can't have you here because Illinois was still a high-risk state at that time. So the government regulations in New Hampshire were...
Oh, for fuck's sake.
For fuck's sake was right. I had 24 hours to find somewhere else to stay. So they only gave us a 24-hour notice that we couldn't stay there.
That's great.
I was like, you charged my credit card and everything. So
right. Here's some tents.
Now I don't know what to do. So I quick looked up the New Hampshire regulations, and sure enough, nobody from Florida, Illinois, Texas, Arizona, like,
oh my God.
Yeah, couldn't stay in the state, or they weren't allowed to rent out their rental properties.
But you could stay at a hotel, or they won't open.
They wouldn't let us stay at a hotel.
Oh, God,
the hotels in that area, like in that Concord area, which is the capital of New Hampshire, they were using their hotels for essential workers. So I'm not staying in that damn hotel.
Ew.
So
pitch a tent.
So I thought about pitching a tent. Actually, what I thought about doing is just not going.
Looks like we're not going.
But the things that we do and try to work out for our kids is really incredible sometimes what we do, even under these circumstances, because I'm like, this is nuts. I don't know what to do now. So, and I'm not a camper.
No.
I'm a glamper. I don't camp. Mm. I like to camp like during the day. Like I like to be out and...
That's not the camping part. That's called hanging out outside. Camping is when it's your house.
Yeah.
And you're like,
yeah.
Well, burned that egg on the fire and use a leaf to wipe your ass and don't get ticks when you squat in the woods.
Nope, I'm good. I don't do that. So I called the school that my son goes to, and I'm like, listen, I don't know the area. I don't know what to look for. I don't know, like, distances from here to there. I need to figure out what to do. I have a family of six. We have to have, like, some pretty good accommodations. It's not just me coming out there, you know? So they're like, oh, you know what? We have this relationship with this amazing couple 3 miles down the road from the school. They own this bed and breakfast, and they're amazing hosts, and you will not be disappointed.
So, and it was available?
So they reached out to them, said, we have this family that wants to come out, visit their son at the school. Can you accommodate them for the next 5 days? And it just so happens, this was the first weekend or week that they were opening since COVID.
Lucky.
And they didn't have anybody staying there.
Perfect.
Or at least that we knew of. And
that you knew.
So
what does that mean?
I'll tell you.
You had extra guests?
Well, yeah. Uh-huh. Hold on.
Critters? Do they?
Nope.
No.
Okay. So we get to the bed and breakfast. And
so the other guy really, he really did shut you down because of the restrictions, like truly followed that rule.
Right.
That's
because
so weird.
Because legally he was renting out to a family.
Was he
from
very,
Illinois.
Very sorry?
Not really. He just sent me a shot me a quick email. We can't host you. You're from Illinois. I'm going to shred your credit card
Our
information and good luck to you.
Our state was closed the longest. We should have been the ones that are like, oh, Illinois, welcome.
I know.
You were locked down for 3 years. Welcome. No. Okay. We're the gross ones.
Yeah. Well.
Okay.
What can you do to change that? Nothing.
Go to your B&B.
Right.
Okay. So did you have that to yourself?
So, yes.
Except for these critters or?
Well, no, it's not critters.
Okay.
Well,
what happened?
I know. So we get here. And, you know, I've never stayed at a bed and breakfast before with my whole family. Wait. Have you ever stayed at a bed and breakfast? It's very strange.
Once, but I hated the shit out of it because, like, the people that owned it were there, like, trying to be our friends.
Well, no, that's what a bed and breakfast is.
I don't like
is.
That. I don't want to be your friend.
Nope.
And
you're staying in their home.
And I'm like, you know, they don't sleep during the night. And the couple's old. I'm like, people here probably sleep.
Oh, so you brought your kids? So,
yes. Well, and that in New York.
Oh.
This is an East thing. I don't, whatever.
Well.
But I'm like, everybody shut up.
Yeah.
In these tiny beds. Shut up.
It was a very interesting experience. We have never stayed at one before. So we get there and we realize that this particular bed and breakfast was built in 1785.
Nice.
The house was still pretty much, I mean, with like probably very, very minor upgrades, but it was still the original
house. Creak.
The floors were like on an incline. None of the doors closed.
That's like my house.
It was kind of like your house.
Yeah.
No, your house
was... No doors, latch, or lock.
No. Well, that's why your kids see you naked all the time.
Well,
what do you expect? Although, they don't close all the way, but they did have, like, the little metal hook that
we
you
have some
put
of those
there.
Here and there. Yeah.
So, yes. So, the same thing. Because of COVID, these people were like, so normally, like, we give you the bed, and then we give you the breakfast. That's what we do. But because of COVID, we can't make you breakfast.
No food.
So we can put out
not even in
things.
The lame little styrofoam.
No, they did. So she said, so what we can do is we can put out things that you can serve yourself with, like the little, you know, single cup of Honey Nut Cheerios.
Okay.
Or, you know,
but they're not making you bacon.
No. And I'm like, so are you still charging us the same amount of money per room? And they're like, yes,
here's
we
your
are.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Here's your Honey Nut Cheerios and a rotten banana. Enjoy. I was
did
like,
did you bring a flask? At
as
least?
Long as I have coffee, I did not. Like, as long as I have coffee and, you know, I'm good. So, same thing. The couple was kind of, you know, they were out there with us. The guy was out there.
Yeah,
the husband
away.
Talking to us constantly. It was a beautiful home. They also have a farm, so they do. They host.
That's how ours was too.
They host country style weddings there. It's on a
did
huge
the farm
piece of property.
Have- The pigs that if they were serving sausage and bacon that they would have like
well we would have eaten their chickens
yeah
eggs.
That's how ours
so
was
that's how
in
that,
New York isn't
mm-hmm.
that ex-
yeah
we should get one of those little farmette things
yeah
but for us
I know
not for other people to stay at just for us to have
I am not down with staying with other people I just
no,
that is not my thing
no don't, we don't want to be
too
friends
weird.
With you go,
no
don't make me be nice
no and the guy like he was really nice and everything but I was kind of like. And I'm done talking to you now.
Mm-hmm.
He just kind of hung out a little bit too much.
Yeah.
And like one night I got done taking
wanna
a shower.
Want to play Parcheesi with me for 5 hours?
Yeah, I know.
No.
One night I came downstairs and I had just showered, but I was sitting out on the their deck area. And he comes out like immediately and he's like, so you just take a shower? I'm like,
Hey, he waited longer than you just turning off the water, though. Oh, my God.
There's a difference between your child and an old man that you've never met before.
Well, what was the thing where, what, the extra, what?
So, okay, so our we stayed there for five nights. About the fourth night that we were there, the couple that lives there came out on the deck, and they're like, so I just want to let you guys know, now my whole family is sitting out on the deck. We went to the store, we bought all this food, and we were just sitting out on the deck enjoying dinner. And they're like, we just want to let you know that the Travel Channel did an entire piece on our property, on the bed and breakfast. And they were here filming recently.
Really?
And so, yeah, we were all on TV, and my daughter's on TV, and they did this whole thing, and I'm like, wow, that's really cool. So I thought they were doing like a historical piece on the fact that what they had found was this particular house was a safe house for the Underground Railroad, which was really cool because they were saying on the East Coast when the slaves were escaping slavery that this house was originally a safe house.
Wow.
So that was pretty cool. So I really loved this whole history part of it. My kids were really interested in it.
Yeah, and I know.
Loved
you guys
listening
love
to
all
this
of that
story.
Stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. But then she went into the fact that the show that was on the Travel Channel was the Ghost Brothers. And they found...
That's the show that the house was featured on? Was called the Ghost Brothers?
The Ghost Brothers is a show on the Travel Channel.
Okay.
And they came and did a piece on the fact that that house is completely fucking haunted. And there's ghosts all over, and they found dead bodies in the back of the property in open graves where you could see that the property was...
Where they had escaped to go and, like, be zombies to people?
No, I think they were bodies of slaves from many years ago.
Why were they open?
You know what? This is so long ago.
Because they didn't tap their bourbon down to get rid of the spirits? Can spirits open a grave?
I was so wishing a tap to get rid of all those.
Did they show you the graves? Were they still there?
I was like, yeah, I don't really want to walk back there. Because like at that time that he was telling me, it was like foggy. And it was like after
time
sunset.
Time for those spirits to start rising and rallying.
And he was like, yeah, there's... they had archaeologists come out there and determined that there were, in fact, dead bodies under the ground. And you can see that the ground had been, like, there were kind of dips in different parts of...
For the bodies?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you have a haunting while you were there? Did somebody move your Honey Nut Cheerios across the table?
I did not. I'm so glad that they told us this. Like
right
the night before
you
we
left.
Were leaving.
So you only had one shitty night of sleep and unrest.
I was like, if she would have told me this the first night, I would have been camping.
Wait, did you notice anything? Come on, think. Somebody turned off the water on you. Howling noises.
Yeah, it was the noises. So it was a lot of noises. I would hear a lot of like weird animals, which I thought were animals, or I would hear, like, there was one night when I had a huge, huge trouble sleeping, and my daughter and one of my boys was sleeping in one of the other rooms. This particular room that they were sleeping in mm-hmm. was one of the main focuses of this ghost episode that was on the show.
That's too scary.
As it turns out, the story of this couple that lives there, she had a husband... her first husband that had passed away 10 years ago.
The couple that's there now.
Yes. Her first husband passed away 10 years ago.
Yeah.
She is remarried. So mm-hmm. this is the couple that they're the innkeepers now.
Mm-hmm.
And she truly believes that her ex-husband's or her deceased husband's spirit is trapped in that house.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And she still wants to live there?
Or yes.
They are weird then.
So another one was... that there was a little boy, that spirit, that lives in their basement. And they, okay, get this. So eventually when they had the archaeologist come out and assess the property and whatever, they found a femur, a bone, a femur of a child.
What's with all the deaths? Why did everybody die there?
They're saying that he was probably a child of a slave or...
Oh, my God.
These
good job, Briggs. What is wrong with you?
I didn't know this before we went.
I'm blaming it on you. That's horrible. So I'm scared now.
So now in the morning, she's like, yeah, I can't make you breakfast. But then in the morning, she would come out and she'd have her apron on. And she's like,
you're like, is that you or are you a ghost woman? She would be like, me breakfast.
You guys like some muffins?
No.
So my son Chase.
I would like some magic potion voodoo to keep spirits away.
My son Chase is 15. He goes, yeah. So this place, this is when we walked in there. This is before we even knew the story. He's like, this place is totally like The Conjuring. That movie.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, oh, stop. Like, just the
Shining happening in the East too? See? The East is haunted.
It was really, really crazy.
That's scary as shit.
So Jimmy's like, my husband's like, well, we should like, let's look up this episode. Well, mind you, we had no internet.
Right.
We had no internet service in this place. Right. So that was creepy too, because
ghosts can cut phone lines too. Well, you've seen Thriller.
You're pushing it, Dodson.
That's horrible. That is absolutely horrible. They live there and they don't mind.
Oh no, they give them peace. They're trying to.
Oh, they're happy spirits.
I don't know. I'm not really into this kind of thing.
Well, you're going to.
A few days after I got home, there was one night where I couldn't sleep. And I'm like, you know, I'm going to look up, I'm going to Google this episode.
Oh, that'll help you sleep.
I watched this whole hour-long episode of Ghost Brothers, and I was like, holy shit, I just slept in that room. I just slept in that bed. I just sat out on that deck. This is crazy. Like a real thing.
Are you proud of yourself now, though?
I mean, just glad we all got home alive.
But now I would be like, look how badass I am. I slept in the ghost house and actually slept.
It's not like I didn't have a couple nightcaps before I went to bed.
I didn't want to bring up the whole self-sedation thing, but...
Oh, my God.
How else would you? Crazy. With ghosts creaking around.
It was crazy. There's all these, like, mysterious doors that you don't know where they lead to. Like, there was a door in the bathroom. So you're in the bathroom, a door that leads to the bedroom, and a door that leads out to the hallway. But then there's another door that you're like, you know, where the hell does this lead out to?
Stairway to hell.
Yeah.
See?
Crazy.
These things
crazy
exist
shit.
For a reason.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us back in Illinois in one piece, Briggs. Good to see you.
We're all alive. And I'm like, I felt so bad like when I was dropping my son back off at school as coming home. But I'm like, maybe next time we'll try to stay somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Sorry for the hauntings.
Another thing that was really crazy. So at 6 a.m, so my son has a hard time sleeping and sometimes he'll just like go off and like he was walking around in the woods one morning. Like, I don't know.
Before you knew it was haunted?
The day after I knew it was haunted.
Oh my God, have some fear. Kids have no fear.
Zero. So he thought it was super cool.
Yeah.
You know, but me, I'm like, I'm ready to pack and get the fuck on out of here.
Yeah. You're like in a Scooby-Doo episode.
Yeah,
now.
Totally. Oh my God. So I get woken up abruptly at like 6 a.m. Now, mind you, at home and back in Illinois, that's 5 a.m. So for me, that's still the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes barging in the room and he's sweating to death.
Aiden.
And I'm like, Aiden, what are you doing? And he's like, Mom, I just got chased through the woods by a 6-foot moose.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, I'm sorry, a what? And he said, a moose. Have you ever seen a moose?
Yeah.
I haven't.
They're fucking huge.
I've never seen a moose on post before in my life.
You would think they're just like, doo doo doo, because of Bullwinkle and everything, but no. They're like big, giant,
this was
antlered
one that
out,
had
angry
the,
horse
right,
things.
This was
yes.
one that had like the really tall legs.
They all do.
And
they're
the huge,
huge yes,
antlers.
Yes. Oh,
and the thing is we don't have internet service out there. He doesn't have a phone. And so.
Run for it.
He could not take a picture, no video, nothing. He just like hauled ass out of the woods.
This is one of those old school things where like you just take the person's word for it, right? The story's going to get better and better every time.
He wouldn't have been sweating the way that he was sweating at 6 a.m. and out of breath and completely like freaked out. I've never seen him in that state before.
Poor kid.
Fucking moose.
Shane is And I just shit my pants. And there's
I would have. I would have chased by a fucking moose in the middle of the woods in New Hampshire.
Oh my God.
Alone?
Shit, you're killing me.
How about that's a big old, that's my what the fuck. Does that count?
The story is everything.
Oh my
it's
God.
Everything.
I'm going to send you the link to this haunted place where I stayed and you need to watch it. And picture my family, my hot ass mess family staying in this bed and breakfast, this haunted place.
With a giant moose.
With a.
And empty graves.
I mean, the lady was like, you might see a bear out there. They come right up to the deck sometimes. I'm like, oh,
free. Oh, my God.
I don't want to see a bear.
Well, good thing you weren't in a tent. You would have been trampled or eaten.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Yep. So can't wait to go back to New Hampshire.
Honey Nut Cheerios and cardboard and a moose that might kill you if the ghosts haven't. Let's go shit our pants on the East Coast. How about that? God.
Hopefully the Airbnbs will be back up and running then, taking Yeesh. People from Illinois.
How about Jesus the top Christ. Floor of a hotel, high rise in there somewhere? Do they have a city anywhere there
no.
with any? Oh.
It's not city. It's, I mean,
at all?
Their hotels are like trucker motels where the door oh. is on the outside. Yeah. It's, yeah.
Well, haunted house it is then.
I mean, we could stay in Boston. Boston is just, you know, a little over an hour away, but just because of...
Oh, yeah.
We didn't want to stay in Boston this time.
Well, plus that was good that you got to see where he was.
Right.
Okay, do you want to talk about that a little bit? Like what it looks like for his schooling, the mom view of this alternative education?
Yeah, no? I can. Why not?
I don't know. Because, I mean, you got to go and see it and see that he's thriving and
yeah.
that he can outrun a moose. Yay!
He's doing amazing out there. He gets an
Look
A.
At these life skills. Not dead. Woo!
Oh, shit. He just got an A in PE for running the fastest out of everyone in the class.
I mean, it's very authentic PE. It's none of this made up bullshit where they're like, you know, go back and forth in the gym 20 times. No, why don't you just outrun that moose? And if you make it, you win.
Right. I mean, seriously.
But were you happy with everything, though? You feel good?
Well, yeah. I mean, that story kind of took up a lot of time. But I think what we were leading into is just this whole idea of different types of education for kids and teens these days. I feel like, and not just in my own family, which in my own family, faux show.
Lots
but
of variety.
I feel like we should be in... a time where, or not should be, but it seems like that we are in a time where it's almost like everybody needs an IEP on some level. And for those that don't know what an IEP is, it's an individualized education plan. I feel like those days of one teacher with 25 kids is a thing of the past because it ain't working. I mean, it worked.
Well, it's a management system.
Back in the day, because we didn't have all these other options.
Well, I think the expectations were different, though, too, though, because you were, at least for young kids, like, were expected to be able to glue and not eat the glue.
Mm-hmm. I always ate the glue.
And
I loved peeling
the
it
peeler.
Off my
hair.
Well,
yeah.
I would peel it and eat it.
Ew.
So.
That's where you
give
got
me
your
a,
sensory
issues. Give me a thing of Play-Doh, and I was going to town.
I also used to eat paste.
Oh, I mean,
maybe
you would not even believe how strong the hyperhidrosis is going on right now either.
I think the expectations were different.
Education so was different.
You could have this idea of all 25 of these children will basically meet what they're supposed to meet academically because you just had to peel glue and be a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe tie your shoe.
That was kindergarten. Kindergarten is now what a two-year-old should be doing.
I know. Well, okay, but I now all of this, you were busy playing with ghosts, but I feel like there's this idea now in Illinois when, so our district is about to give out like their rules for the kids re-entering. But while you were gone, oh. I'm sure maybe you didn't get the email while you were in the woods, but
I had no internet
that
service.
Illinois,
I'm completely backed up on email.
Kids are going back to school.
Yeah.
So at least
with masks
and then other things, like they're still working on the little creative plan. I have no idea how they're going to do it in high school.
Oh.
Unless the kids like, because I was even saying like, okay, if you don't do the passing period in the hallway, because the hallway is gross.
Oh.
Like that's where they get their lice and diseases and everything. Because they're all like on each other in the hallway.
And they're making out.
Gross. Okay.
At the lockers. Even, swapping so
let's
spit.
Let's say they don't do that passing period in the hallway, right? Even so, if you move them like, you know, one single file line at a time with the 6 feet distance, when you get that group to the next classroom, how are you getting those kids out without them all spitting on each other? I mean, how are they seriously going to do it?
I don't know.
So, but I think it is lending itself to this overall idea now where everybody's trying to be creative and not just the people that have to make this nonsense work in the buildings. But like so many moms are homeschooling now and now it's one big like alternative shit show, right? Which was kind of made okay by e-learning. Can we rename that something that's called like fake ass annoying COVID school?
Stupid learning.
Fake ass low key bitch school.
Yeah, low key
e-learning. E-learning? Low key? Mm-mm.
So low key is bad?
I don't know. I don't really know. Okay. Maybe ask a friend for me.
Yeah.
Is it low key or high key?
Yeah, no idea. I do. I think that it almost feels like there needs to be alternative education for each individual student all the time.
Well,
it almost
I do
seems
too,
like that. Otherwise, no one's thriving.
That's coming to light now more, I think, is one benefit of this stupid quarantined education situation.
Mm-hmm.
Is that now it's okay to be like, well, this meets my kids' needs better. And, you know, I'm going to raise mine in a zoo and whatever.
It's I'm going to raise mine in the woods of New Hampshire.
It's not a stigma anymore to say, yeah, I'm going to do this different approach. Because we all had to endure this bullshit e-learning approach,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So now I think there are more creative options.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, it was going that way in the first place before this even started.
I mean, with more creativity?
More alternative types of education. More pull-out groups, you know, your kids bored.
Well,
so
that's
you know,
the thing.
All this
right.
stuff.
Well, because to meet the needs of a child like Frank, you know, you're constantly putting all these different pieces of variety in because she would just sit there and like bullshit to her screen that turned her incoherent speech into something that was accepted by her Chromebook. So
I don't know what the future is going to look like with the education right now, but I think that at the end of the day, and I hate using that phrase, but
low key. Is that
better? At the end of the day, I'm going to use at the end of the day. I don't like that low key, but because I still don't get it.
I don't either.
The parents have to know their kids best and they have to fight for whatever they feel is going to be best for their children. And in my case, I do get a lot of questions like, why does he go to school in New Hampshire? Why,
yeah,
you know?
So are you generic or you're like, well, that's just what meets his needs? Because that's the truth.
Depends on the person.
But I mean,
need
if
to
you
explain
had, if you
myself
didn't
to a bunch
talk
of
about
people.
It, that's your blanket statement, right? This is the school that meets his needs.
Yeah. Well, so I know a lot of people in my life that would never talk about this. You know, if they had to make the very difficult decision to send their child to a school that was best for them, and you can clearly see that they're thriving and doing amazing, but would never talk about it because wouldn't want the judgment,
right,
or wouldn't want.
Right.
And so, I mean, this is a really tricky subject. I would personally like to bring more awareness to stuff like this. I mean, we had kind of an extreme case in my family with Aiden, but he has way too many good qualities, way too many strengths to let that go.
I think this is the best scenario for your family as far as, obviously he's in a wonderful school right now, but I think the story of all of this is also the best possible scenario for sharing it with other people,
mm-hmm,
because obviously none of these roads are easy,
mm-hmm,
but now you have this, now you're in this place, you know, like you kind of made it through finding something that would meet his needs and getting what he needed educationally.
Yeah. And I don't want to slight that process either, because that was a 4-year pit bull fight.
But now you are able to say, because you fought so hard, now you can say with integrity and not shame, this is what my kid needed. This is how his needs were met.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it was a really rough journey. It had to be a rough journey.
Yeah,
if you just said, well, this is how this kid learns and these are his behaviors, go over there. Nobody would give a shit.
Right. And this wasn't something that was like a first resort or a first choice. Like, this was something that was 5 years in the making of this is last resort.
Right.
You know, just to be clear on that, like, the last thing you want to do is come to the realization that your child is going to thrive best 16 hours away.
I know. It's a testament to your courage.
And especially with the dynamic that he's a twin.
I know.
And his twin is here. And, you know, they've always had kind of the same group of friends and played the same sports and in the same classes and stuff. So
you had a lot to weigh.
This was not an easy road. I mean, it was like the hardest road I can even describe. But now we're seeing that this was what he needed. I think about, do you remember that show? Remember Kate plus eight or John and Kate plus
eight? We're not going into that because she's got that Karen hair and everything. And I was about to focus on all your wins.
I think, and just because her.
Why are you bringing her up?
Because she had a son also named Aiden that had a bunch of struggles that also had to go to an alternative school away from the family.
She got shamed to the ground. You are not even going to compare yourself low-key, high-key, no-key to her.
She was...
No! She put her whole family in front of the show.
Well, I'm Plus talking about it here. I know. No. I know her ugly ass hair. Looks like she got stuck her finger in a socket. I know. But
okay,
who cares about any of that? The point is that she decided to do that. There's this vulnerable piece. Yeah, I mean, she got shamed into the ground.
Well, but that was because of her hair. Are these your wins?
My win is...
We're going to list them off?
My win for this episode is that...
Give me five.
Five?
Yeah, I got them for you. You ready?
I can't do five.
I have them.
I'm not that much of a winner.
Aiden outran the moose.
He survived a moose chase.
You sleep in haunted houses because you are low-key, high-key badass.
And survived it. Here to talk about it.
You found him the right educational choice, and you're a strong enough woman to share your story about it. Okay, I gave you three.
You keep on rolling.
Keep on rolling. Well, your hair... It looks so good today.
I haven't even brushed it this morning.
Heather Locklear. Asking for a Locklear. One more.
The Heather Locklear mugshot.
Poor little chap. Don't do filler, people.
She got her DUI. Her picture was like...
Is that what that was from? Leave her alone.
I'm like, you're right.
You're going to praise Kate and Eight Great...
I'm not praising her. I couldn't actually stand her.
Fine. Give me one more win. This episode is done. You got to end it on a
strong win. This is too many wins.
Win.
You give a win.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
That's not a win.
Sure
that sucks.
It is. It's fine.
No, I wanted lox and bagel.
I personally have one. Lox and bagel. You were out east.
That's what she made, though.
Oh. Did they have salmon, too?
Yes.
Jumping out of the river right into their hands.
Ghost salmon.
Ghost salmon.
Just like falling out of the sky.
I don't really have one. Well, my water's alkaline and not the low-key acidic. How about that?
Oh, okay.
I don't have a win. Here.
You don't? Oh, for goodness sakes. All right, Dodson.
Next time.
See ya.
Check out our social media on Facebook and Instagram at Two Moms and a Mic.
Subscribe to Two Moms and a Mic and download our episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or your podcast platform of choice.
You may now check out our newly launched Two Moms and a Mic YouTube channel. Be sure to subscribe.
All of our episodes are available to download at twomomsandamic.com.